Farmer Greg, that last segment we talked a lot about protecting our plants and the air movement. If you've ever seen, you know, sometimes helicopters will circle citrus groves, just keeping air moving.
That's not really
practical for most homeowners. Do you have a helicopter at the urban farm?
Yeah, no.
No, I don't
Sold it.
But it's not enough to protect our plants. There's soil protection as well.
Yeah, so protecting our soil is really about covering it with compost. You know, putting woody mulch down around your trees, and lots of compost in your garden. That, you know, that insulates the soil from, you know, from the cold. So really important to do.
And another thing that's important to do is it's so easy once you get the bug and you get started growing to overdo it.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to start small. It is so easy. It is so easy to get overwhelmed. And then what happens when you get overwhelmed?
You get burned out.
You get burned out. You quit. Exactly. So when people come to tours at the urban farm, we do tours in the spring and fall at the urban farm. And when people come on tours, I say, listen, this took 29 years to happen here. This doesn't happen overnight. So don't get overwhelmed by what's going on here. And then what I encourage them to do is just pick one or two things that they see and try that. So starting small with gardening is you could start with some pots on a back patio. You know, start with a 100 square foot, 10 by 10 garden plot. So definitely start small, you know, and shoot for success that way. There's also this cool thing called a tower garden. Have you seen the tower gardens? It's like a Christmas tree. But it's food, and they stand about 6 feet tall, and they hold 20, mine holds 28 plants. Right now I've got virtually every green that we eat in the house is growing on the tower garden. It's a hydroponic growing system, and the cool thing is I'm going to buy one of these this winter. They have a light kit for it, so what I'm going to do with that, and this is, it is start small, it's a little bit of investment, but this is a, you know, this is a 4 square feet by 6 foot tall growing space. You can grow a lot of food in that space, and it's really super simple. So one of the things that I'm going to do this summer, this coming warm season, is I'm actually going to buy a light kit for it. So I actually sell light kits for the tower garden that are LED, and so I'll actually grow greens all summer long, because we can't, that's something we can't grow here. We can't grow kales and spinach and you know.
So you move the tower inside and use these LED artificial lights.
Yeah.
Because obviously it's not going to grow out on your back patio in the summer.
Right, because it's just too dang hot. It's just too dang hot. Things cook in the summertime. As I mentioned in the first segment, you know, growing in July, August, September here is, it's kind of futile.
Does that taste any different with the different lighting and not natural sunlight? Have you noticed anything?
I haven't grown that way before, but
like
I
you
will
said,
let you
the
know.
Urban farm's an experiment, and here's the next experiment for this year.
So next year, next November, we'll have this conversation, and I'll be able to tell you.
You'll be able to answer that.
Yeah,
perfect.
I will.
Have you seen there's a lot of other different smaller container growing things. Have you seen the Flower Street Urban
Farms? Alex is a rock star. I love what he does. He's over on 44th Street and Flower. He's got gardens that basically they hang on walls. In fact, he's one of the members of our Grow PHX networking group. We this last year, we set up a networking group of people that are helping gardeners and urban farmers work, do their stuff. So Alex is one of our members of the Grow PHX networking group. And we also, I'm going to do a shameless plug here, once a month we do a urban farming happy hour that anybody can come to through Grow PHX. So you can find out about that at growphx.org.
And you caught me there. When it's Flower Street Urban Farms.
Yes, it's Flower Street.
When you said over on Flower Street, it clicked the correct name.
Yeah.
And he's got a couple different applications. You could put them on block walls. You could put some on underneath the kitchen walls. So you could be growing right outside. If you've got a kitchen window, open it up and just put your whatever you've picked for your salad or your mint tea or whatever the case. Yeah, that's a very nice product he's put together there. Yeah. Or you could, you know, bring some organic barley to the next happy hour and see what they can make of it there.
There you go. There you go. And we do the happy hours at the Duck and Decanter. Our friends over at the Duck and Decanter help.
Nice. I haven't been there in years. Oh, you should come. Place.
You should come and talk to the people that are helping you build chicken coops and put your gardens in. And, you know, we have a really, really cool urban farming community that's building here in town. And my dream is, and you alluded to this earlier, my dream is to build Phoenix into a food secure space in the next 30 years. That's how much time I figure I have left. And I don't do that. What I need is your help, your Romies, all the listeners. Gary, I need you guys to start growing food. And what we do at the Urban Farm is we help you do that. We have classes online. We, you know, basically we're there to help you figure out how to grow food in the desert. That's what I'm up to.
And y'all have done a great job at that. We always learn a lot when you come in, and enjoyed having you as part of the broadcast.
Thank
here
you.
The last couple of years.
It's, yeah, I appreciate
Farmer
it.
Greg, urbanfarm.org.
Yep.
You had also mentioned a planting calendar.
Plantingcalendar.org is my low desert planting calendar. It's free. Just go download it, and then it puts you on our email list.
And then you've got the... And then you have Barry's True Hardware today. If you want additional information, you can
come on down and chat with us. Absolutely.
Northern and
12th Street.
12th Street.
Yep. It's on the southwest corner, all the way back in the corner of Northern and 12th Street.
Perfect. All right, Farmer Greg, we appreciate your time this Saturday morning. Next
Thanks
Saturday,
for having
we'll
me.
Be back to the first Saturday in December, and we'll be talking local eggnog with the Arizona Farm Bureau.
Nice.